Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Vice President Kamala Harris made a surprise appearance last night on Saturday Night Live alongside doppelganger Maya Rudolph.
I'm going to vote for us. Great. Any chance you are registered in Pennsylvania? Nope, I am not. Well, it was worth a shot. And live from New York, it's
former President Donald Trump campaigns in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia today. Vice President Harris begins her day in Michigan. And they're off and running, literally, in the New York City Marathon. More than 50,000 runners are taking part, including Laura Martinez.
Even though I may not look like a runner, I'm just going to go out there and do my thing, sexy pace, run my race.
A tornado touched down in Oklahoma City overnight.
Lots of property damage, trees down, electric power's out.
Sergeant Rob Robertson with the Oklahoma City Police. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Over the last week, clerks around Wisconsin have been putting their election equipment to the test. It's a common practice. They've been doing it for years. But these days, they hope inviting the public to see it all for themselves helps prevent misinformation. Mike Moen reports.
According to the Wisconsin Elections Commission, all municipalities must conduct a public test of their electronic voting equipment within 10 days of each election. Algoma City Clerk Aaron Miller describes it as a pretty detailed run-through.
We will take the voting machine out of the vault, and we will go through the whole process of putting the cartridges in the places where they're supposed to go, adding the safety seals, recording the safety seals, and then putting the test ballots through the machine to ensure accuracy.
In a recent Gallup poll, 57% of Americans say they're confident votes for president this year will be accurately counted. However, partisan gaps have widened, with faith and accuracy waning among Republican respondents. In a battleground state like Wisconsin, Miller says these tests are important so administrators can show how consistent they are in overseeing elections. She says they're a good training opportunity, too.
I have my poll workers put a blank ballot through so they can see what happens, you know, with the machine. I have them put a ballot that somebody maybe happened to overvote in a certain selection so they can see how the machine is going to react to that.
If something abnormal pops up during testing, state law requires local clerks to remedy the situation before voters can use that machine on election day. Administrators around the country have said they're relying on aging voting equipment, with calls to boost federal funding for that type of infrastructure. Miller says her team is lucky because their machines were recently upgraded. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Badgers lose to the Hawkeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers lost to the Hawkeyes on a rainy night in Iowa City. The final 42-10 in favor of Iowa. Wisconsin heads into a bye week with a record of 5-4. Baseball, the Brewers making roster moves. Starting pitcher Freddie Peralta will be back next season, but right-hander Colin Ray and catcher Gary Sanchez will not. NBA, the Bucks hoping to snap their losing streak at home, but lost to the Cavaliers, 114-113. The Bucks are now 1-5. Giannis on what went wrong.
Oh, it comes to the little things. I think there was a lot of possession. We got to figure out the ways to play faster, get more shots up, get some second chances, dive on the ball, get some extra possessions. But I'm happy, you know, with the threes that we shot. We shot 38 threes. Last game we shot 42 threes. This game, 38 threes. We got to keep on keeping that number up just to give ourselves a chance to win the game. That's pretty much it.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers around the area today. Breezy southeast winds and highs near 50 degrees. Some of that rain, just a bit on the heavy side. Showers tonight, lows in the upper 40s. On Monday, showers and breezy with high temperatures in the middle 60s.
Currently 46 degrees. At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
This is Tom Tiffany. Wisconsin families are suffering because of Vice President Harris's open border policies. In Prairie du Chien, an illegal alien assaulted a mother. In Rusk County, a drunk driving illegal alien left three daughters without their father. Yet Democrats in Congress voted against deporting criminals like these. If you want to keep America safe and secure, then vote for Tom Tiffany. Paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I'm live from our Madison studio, where I welcome King of the Hill and Futurama TV writer Mike Rowe and musician Eric Gelland from Mascot Theory joins me in the studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The music of the stars. Look at daylight wasting time. Songs about time. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you for being here. This was a big television hit in 1974. Story about a football player. An unfortunate one, to be sure. And Perry Como does the honors. Of leaves in the spring,
most of all the moment when love first touched me. All the happy days would never learn to fly until the hands of time would choose to wave.
Relax and enjoy Music of the Stars with Lou Regani.
Marilyn Bergman wrote those lyrics. And Michel Legrand, the music, 1972. Jack Jones.
There comes a time when a man has to learn to walk alone. No stars above that will light him the way. Then he must teach his heart to brave the lonely night till the light of a bright new day. Comes a time, and a man has to face that time alone. Dark though it be, he must face it somehow.
Jack Jones with Marty Peach's orchestra. Good stuff, huh? Doris Day, Andre Previn.
Give me time, I'll give you love. Give me time, I'll give you rapture, dear. Time and time alone brings love into its own. Give me time. Let me do what must be done. If you do, then love will capture, dear. Only time can cure love that must endure. Give me time. I played around. It was a crazy game. And since then I found that love is not so tame. And so I guess I'll take a chance on winning. I have gotta make a new beginning. Give me time, I'll give you love. Give me time, I'll give you rapture.
Alec Wilder wrote that. The Music of the Stars.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey. And this is the testing time. We are being tested, you know, you and I, individually and collectively. The test isn't going to be all fun or all easy. But if you'll hear me out, I think you'll agree you wouldn't want it any other way. Such a little while ago, we sat around in our councils of men, chewing our fingernails up past the elbow, worrying about the hideous force which man had loosed on the world when he unharnessed the atom. Now, looking back, we can see that the nuclear weapon was a disguised blessing. We're outnumbered by our potential enemies 7-1. War with bayonets, we couldn't win. The big bomb was the equalizer, which cut the limitless hordes of Asia down to our size. This awesome weapon stood between us and slavery. And now we can see that an all-wise Almighty entrusted this hideous instrument to our tiny fraction of the Earth's population first. Not for our destruction, but for our deliverance. Our problems are not new ones. What are our problems? Death, war, and taxes. Well, there's nothing new about the first of these, nor about wars, hot or cold. Wars never end. Cain clobbered Abel with about a 4-pound club, and men have been fighting ever since. The only difference being that with each succeeding generation, the foot-pounds of destructive energy which one man can deliver increase through the development of the crossbow, the catapult, gunpowder, and the automatic weapons, and the cannon, the airplane, the bomb, the blockbuster. For thousands of years, the line on the chart measuring the foot-pounds of destructive energy which one man can wield goes up in a slow, steady incline until August 1945. And suddenly the line on the graph shoots for the stratosphere, for then there'd been thrust into the hands of man a weapon 400 million times more lethal than anything ever before. This has changed the complexion of war, but wars never end. In the 3,500 years of recorded history, fewer than 8% of those years have been warless ones, and even in this 8% of the time between the wars, which we have come to call Cold Wars, went on. Nor is there anything new about these. Quintus Fabius Maximus, the Roman general, was the original Cold War kid, I guess you could say. The Romans nicknamed him the Comptator, meaning one who delays. He marched and countermarched. He turned the battlefield into a parade ground, but he wouldn't fight. Hannibal's getting ulcers, but he isn't getting shot. They say one day old Fabius met the Carthaginians on the field of battle, and he said dramatically, "Well, what will it be, war or peace?" And they said, but that time they were so bush chasing him around, didn't make much difference one way or the other. So he said, "Then let it be war." And with a dramatic flourish, he flung his toga to the ground and ran as fast as he could in the opposite direction. Now, there's nothing new about wars, hot or cold. Cold wars are waged by the forces of espionage and counter-espionage. And history demonstrates that who wins this war between the wars generally determines who gets the drop on whom when somebody blows the whistle on a shooting match. Now, however, with the major world powers armed with weapons of annihilation, it is possible that for the first time in history, the Cold War between the wars may be perpetuated. You see, when you and I were boys, we used to resolve our differences as boys with our fists. And generally, you or I would come home with a black eye or a bloody nose, but the difference was resolved. We don't do it that way anymore. Nowadays, though we try to pretend to our wives that we have some nobler motive, the fact of the matter is that the only reason we don't fight with our fists anymore is that we are so increased in size and physical prowess, we've become so strong in the arms and so soft in the tummy, that if we were to wage combat, somebody might get badly hurt. Maybe somebody might get killed. It just wouldn't be worth it. So now we resolve our differences by more moderate means. Americans, it's the judgment of most thinking men that the great nation-states of the world have now approached such a position of physical strength, physical prowess, that none will dare to attack the other. If the initiation of the armed conflict is in itself a suicidal act, then a military standoff might conceivably be perpetuated and doomsday postponed indefinitely. This, however, presupposes that we're going to keep us strong. That's us, spelled U.S. Strong in our arms and in our hearts. Now then, what makes a nation strong? Taxes? There's nothing new about those either. The first income tax was paid by Abraham. It was written on a rock by the hand of divinity and handed to Moses at the top of Mount Sinai. And you might want to remember this. It was at the flat rate of 10%. It promised the wrath of God on anybody who tampered with or violated that law. Christ was born in Bethlehem because Joseph was on his way to pay his taxes. Joseph was a relatively well-to-do landowner of the house and lineage of David. Yet the taxes exacted by Caesar Augustus were so exorbitant that he didn't have enough money left over to employ a trusted messenger for the mission, so though his wife was great with child, he made the journey himself.
Now here's the story of an ordinary man.
I've been working on the railroad.
Who fell victim to a governmental structure that he loved but never understood. Listen well, this could have been you.
Come all you taxpayers and listen to me well. I've a story that's very sad to tell.
Tragic.
About a victim of the system of legislative acts. They say Charlie cheated on his income tax. Now Charlie's been a good man most all of his life. He never even cheated on his wife.
Oh no?
A pillar of society, a credit to his folks. And he died before he'd tell a dirty joke.
Charlie, Charlie, what did you do? 29 team men coming after you. You must be guilty of an awful crime if you're worth so much civil service time.
Well, the trouble really started when he bought an old guitar. Learned to play it like his favorite record star,
Don Bowman.
And when he made $20 on an amateur show, he declared it so his Uncle Sam would know. But the form that he used was a 1020 sheet. After 5 o'clock, that form is obsolete. And between the hours of 10 and 12, you use a W-2. But on the holidays, you file an LOQ.
Charlie, Charlie walks through the town, handcuffs on and his head hanging down. Disgraced and dishonored while friends turn their backs, thinking Charlie cheated on his income tax.
The judge at the trial said, I understand your plight. This time I'm going to make the sentence light.
Bless you, Judge.
Well, Charlie stood and faced the bench and shed a graceful tear as they let him off with only 90 years.
Charlie, Charlie, victim of our time, never even understood the nature of his crime. A lesson to us all that we never can relax, lest they call us in for cheating on our income tax.
The music of the stars on WRJN.
The saddest story last week was the loss of Jack Jones. Lived on the desert in California, died at 86, a victim of leukemia, they said. Jack Jones and a tribute on the music of the stars.
Resident dies at 86. Famed singer and Coachella Valley resident Jack Jones died Wednesday night, his family announced. He was 86 years old. Jones is considered one of the most popular vocalists of the 1960s. He is best known for hits like Wives and Lovers, Lollipops and Roses, and famously sang the theme to The Love Boat, the popular ABC show that ran from 1977 to 1987. Jones is a two-time Grammy Award winner. He was a regular fixture on the variety shows that aired across the 60s and 70s. He acted in several films dating back to 1959. Jones made notable cameos in films like Airplane 2, the sequel, 1982, and American Hustle, 2013. Jones spent the past several decades calling Coachella Valley home. He has appeared at countless charity events including Christmas Tree Lane for Act 4 MS and has helped raise millions of dollars for Valley Ventures throughout the years. Jones celebrated his 80th birthday with a concert at the McCallum Theater in Palm Desert. In 2003, Jones was honored with a star on the Palm Springs Walk of Stars, located at 155 South Palm Canyon Drive. He also has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Somewhere the years of my youth lie inside me, growing old like mellow wine. I shed no tears for my youth, none that blind me. They're behind me now, where those sad times will never find me. I have the loves of my life to remind me that the whole wide world was mine. With all that surrounds me and the joy of these autumn days. astounds me. Somehow the years of my youth seemed so endless, like a thousand dreams come true. Meadows of summer green that I ran through, and the girl who gave me her warm, loving arms to turn to. How little time from our first sweet beginning to our lonely last goodbye. But I've so many songs left unsung yet. I'm young yet, and my heart is the heart of a young man.
Jones, Michelle LeGrand. This may be the saddest song ever sung. Here is Jack Jones, Dio Como Te Amo.
Remember, why must I remember? Why can't I simply close my eyes and go to sleep and make her disappear? Why must I always hear? Dio como ti amo. I still can hear her say, oh, how much I love you. Yet I walked away. The wind began to blow, and all the leaves went flying. There in the night and tried to keep from crying. What could I have told her? What could I say or do when love has lost its meaning? It's over, it's through. So I hurried on for someone new. In endless celebrating, but that was long ago, and many loves had I, but only one was real, and that I
Those were the words she said. Oh, how much I love you. It still runs through my head. I know it's much too late, but I go right on praying to have her back again, so she could hear me say, ti amo. God, how much I love you. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Listen to the sounds of Winnipeg.
We will be hosting a worldwide contest to determine which nation's music truly deserves to be called the saddest in the world.
Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Saluting all our stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Happy November. We're on 105.5 Nakusa. WIRI. Whisk Country. More Jack Jones. Marty Page.
Long ago last night, you said you loved me. Stars were in my eyes till dawn, but that was long ago last night, and now the stars have flown. I guess we should have known, like shadows in a shattered glass, love and beauty pass. Only yesterday, two April lovers together, hand in glove. We were then sure of love, way back when, in the hush of night, I loved you. Then it seemed so right, but that was long ago. Very long ago last night, together hand in glove, we were then sure of love, way back when, in the hush of night, I love you, then it seems so right, but that was long ago, very long ago.
Paul Francis Webster, Marty Page and the orchestra he arranged, and Jack Jones. What's that you say? It's all torch songs. Jack could do so much more. Oh, sure. Well, here. Jack Jones.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears here, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this rain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way, 'cause you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel
everybody, sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way. 'Cause you're in love.
You're in love.
And love is here to stay.
Shelby Flint. Written with her hubby, Barry Dvorzon. Music of the Stars.
I will love you till the day I die. I will love you and I'll tell you why. 'Cause your heart is pure and your dreams are mine. 'Cause I love you.
I question the stars that appear in my eyes. Of this I'm more than just sure. My love.
Doris Day, 1955, from Love Me or Leave Me. These are the Four Lads, the music of the Stars.
I'll never stop loving you, whatever else I may do, my love for you will live till time is.
itself is through. I'll never stop wanting you, and when forever is through, my heart will beat the way it does each time. Stars that appear in the skies. So why should I question the stars that appear in my eyes? Of this I'm more than just sure. My
The music of the stars on WRJN.
And now Les Baxter.
I'll never stop loving you, whatever else I may do, my love. Time itself is true. I'll never stop wanting you, and when forever is through, my heart will be the way it does each time we meet. The doesn't question the stars that appear in the skies. So why should I question the stars that appear in my eyes? Of this I'm more than just sure. My love and endure. I'll never stop loving you. The night doesn't question the stars that appear skies. So why should I question the stars that appear in my eyes? Of this I'm more than just sure. My love will last and endure. I'll never stop loving you.
music of the stars. Les Baxter and his orchestra and chorus.
Jack Jones, famed singer and desert resident, dies at 86. Famed singer and Coachella Valley resident Jack Jones died Wednesday night, his family announced. He was 86 years old. Jones is considered one of the most popular vocalists of the 1960s. He is best known for hits like Wives and Lovers, Lollipops and Roses, and famously sang the theme to The Love Boat, the popular ABC show that ran from 1977 to 1987.
I am a singer. I work at night. I stand in front of you and hold my notes up to the light. I tune up all my secrets and hang them on my voice. I have no other talent. I have no other choice. I am a singer. I do the ballads. I do the blues. You know, no matter what, I got a song for you to use. I step inside my feelings and spread my story out. And when the chorus calls me, it proves without a doubt I am a singer. I remember every melody that ever danced my way, from last night's solo concert to my part in a high school play. I remember every songbook that I lived through page by page, and how I came to love you once you let me on the stage. I'm a singer. I sing your songs. I bring the words to life and keep the beat where it belongs. I work for your attention and wait for your applause. You have me by my
Music of the Stars. Now, if we cut out on your station, like WRJN, AM and FM, you can always tune to WAUK 540 or civicmedia.us as we pick up football pregames. Stand by for news from the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.